Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to get you guys' opinion on this before we get into the shits, because this has been weighing on my mind for a minute. Hot Cheetos, Sarah, yay or nay?
Yay.
What the fuck is Hot Cheetos?
You don't, what?
Flaming Hot Cheetos, stop it, dude.
Why are you asking this question for?
You'll see.
I don't eat Flaming Hot Cheetos. You know me, I'm the regular Cheetos.
I hate the Flaming Hot Cheetos,
too. Those are disgusting.
Man, well, you pour some melted cheese on them joints. You could go to a hood place
and get that.
You know, we used to do that in high school.
They put Lizanne in the hospital, sir.
But okay, what?
He probably had a pre-existing condition.
But what is that? How many hot Cheetos did he eat?
First of all, they say you have to eat a lot of hot Cheetos. That could be your diet is hot Cheetos and pop, and it might inflame your stomach line. That's what end up happening to him. But then I was looking up the story. I didn't know that several schools in Illinois and New Mexico and California have banned hot Cheetos in 2012 because how people were eating. The reason I don't like Flamin' Hot Cheetos or any of the Flamin' Hots.
Doritos were fire.
It always tastes like hot to me, and it was no flavor. Like, you guys know, Sarah, you made it. I eat the hot stuff J's because I still can taste a bit of chips. If it's just hot, I don't care.
Yeah, the hot stuff J's are
like
fire.
I heard the Flamin' Hot. Isn't there Flamin' Hot Cheetos that have lime in them? I think I would try those. I'm like, oh, a little bit of flavor. I don't want to just taste hot. I don't care about that.
Takis are flame too.
Hot Takis and Cheetos. That was a song, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was some little viral song, man.
But you remember they used to do the taco meat with the Flamin' Hot and the cheese? And people would go crazy at school.
Yeah, then at the end there was a clip on Twitter that was going viral of somebody showing this one place in Canada is putting meat on the Doritos and cheese and selling it as if it was brand new. And I said, these kids eat them quote-unquote street tacos every third Wednesday of the month. It's nothing. Yeah. Taco meat on Doritos, cheap nachos. What it used to be like, oh, man, I'll make some pomade nachos. All right. Let's get into what will be the final installment of This Week in Kanye, because I'm done.
Oh, you finally met your limit.
It took only seven days since I was like, yo, he coming back. All right, let's go through the bullshit. He brought Sahaya Bentley. I don't like that look. He repays Sahaya for all his loyalty. But that buying a car gives me that Suge Knight Birdman vibe. Just don't buy me a car. I got to pay insurance and register. That's more. Give me the money you're going to give me for the car. And the Bentleys aren't cheap. I would just took the money. He squashed a beef with Nick Cannon. And even though Nick Cannon dropped a horrible freestyle about how Kanye isn't that guy.
Nick Cannon still rap.
He was on Big Boy Radio and it's like, freestyle. And he's like,
play it. I got to hear it. We got to hear it. I gotta hear it.
I knew that he was on Big Boy Radio, but I didn't know he dropped a freestyle.
I can't. If he didn't say something about Gigolo, I don't want to hear it.
Nick Cannon's best song?
That is. I hope he rapped to that beat. What beat did they throw on for Nick Cannon? Like, Nick Cannon is such a non-rapper.
Kanye!
Ooh, I knew it, see?
Oh, he get all the Kanye beats.
I get all the Kanye beats. Yay, yay. He my dog. That's my team. Kanye make the whole world scream, but he tried to control what I had to say. I said, no way, Yeezy, not today. We could talk about Kim K or the KKK. Either way, I'ma get out and say what I got to say. No MAGA hats. Matter of fact, you can spit it to the back, cause I'm never repping that set, never repping that squad, never repping what you say, dog. You really not a god. I'm just gonna tell you, we all equal people, and I gotta keep it like that. Wait to the sequel where I let you have it again, but at the end of the day, you still my friend.
There it is right there, ladies and gentlemen.
I wish he never rapped. Man, it's some people that think they can rap, and it's the worst situation ever. Yo,
Big Boy was trying to get that drop. He got that drop out of him. He said, all right, Kanye, you up next. Then he showed up to the Fader office with a Colin Kaepernick sweatshirt in the MAGA hat.
Yes, that's why you're done with him, right, John?
No, it's more.
That's not the one that got you there.
No.
To me, that was the one. Like, I was like, what?
He said he redesigned the hat, he changed the brim, and he put positive energy into the hat. So he's already acknowledging that the hat was negative.
Yeah.
And changing the brim is not enough for that.
But you wearing it with a Colin Kaepernick shirt?
It's like, oh, yo, I'm rocking a swastika, but I made it out of a fluffy cloud. So, you know, we good with this one. Then he defended A$AP Bari. I remember A$AP Bari got in trouble for he got accused of sexual assault. The lady had accused. I saw the video. I didn't even see the video when this dropped last year. He was on video. He woke this girl up, butt ass naked, slapped her on the butt, told her to get out the room because she wouldn't have sex with him. So you had sex with my friends. You won't. You know you gotta fuck me. And remember,
who's A$AP Bari?
He's part of A$AP Mob. A$AP Rocky and A$AP Ferg was pissed off that he did that shit. They were so mad about it, mad at him. So he wanted to, so Kanye thanked A$AP Bari for the number one record in the world for challenging him. He felt bad he didn't support him. He felt bad he didn't support XS Tentacion. And again, there, okay, the sexual thing, I get it, but there was a video of XS Tentacion punching somebody. But here's the thing, you don't have to go out and show support. If Manny Fontaine got in trouble, God forbid, on some sexual assault shit, and they asked me what I think, I would say, honestly, I don't know what happened. That's not the main I know, but I hope it isn't true. That's neither support or criminalizing him.
I'm just saying, yet, I would want you to say what he did was wrong, and I hope he gets help.
I said, you can even put the comments in. Yeah. If he gets finally convicted, I really hope he betters himself and learns from this situation. It's wrong for anybody to do it. You don't have to jump out the window and say, I should have supported, whatever. So...
This is what he did.
He said, I let the perception of the robots control me. That's the true sunken pace. Bari, I appreciate your perspective and vision. You brought me closer to Rocky too. Jedi's never let perception and cancel culture get between them. Okay. So then he helped a homeless guy while he's in New York. Some homeless dude rapped for him named Nino Blue. He got an invite to the studio. Then he showed up on SNL. Now he had Adam Driver from Girls and Star Wars and Black Klansman as the host. They said he wanted Louis C.K. So you're doing A$AP Bari and you want the other sexual assault guy. I don't know why, but okay. You know, you're leading with love. Word on the street is SNL didn't want Kanye West. They wanted Ariana Grande, but she's been going through so much. So she didn't show up. He performed 3 times.
I saw the you're such a freaking girl.
Freaking girl. He came out in what a Perrier. Perrier was
somebody said he was dressed as a bottle of Sprite.
He was a mouth Fuji. I
didn't know what he was. What was he supposed to be?
He was Perrier sparkling water.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And the old dude was Fiji water.
Fiji. That's right. I said Fuji. That performance was trash. They did All Love, which was actually a song for Teyana Taylor. That really, the best part was Teyana Taylor's chest out, let's be honest. Then they came back and did Ghost Town. And that was a little bit shaky. And then he had a speech at the end.
Oh my gosh, I missed so much, man.
Sarah was hoping that you missed this speech at the end. So the speech went unaired.
No. This is the thing about the speech while John is trying to find it. Chris Rock recorded the speech.
On his IG stories.
And he was laughing. Like, it was so funny. He was recording it and like laugh. He's like, oh my God.
Was it that uncomfortable?
It was watching a comedian bomb. I left out a part. When he came back to do Ghost Town, you know, they usually wrap up and be like, yo, thank you. I want to thank SNL, blah, blah. They did that really quick. And Kanye came back onto the stage. And he did, he got to perform again. He had the MAGA hat on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
You don't, hold that. Hold that. Do we get?
I want to know your reaction, Sarah, when you were watching this. Oh, man. Were you cracking up? See. Was it like a Steve Urkel moment where you just couldn't watch the screen? Like, you're like, I cannot watch this.
Well, it didn't upload till this morning.
Where's it? Go ahead, Sarah. I'm trying to see if I can get a good version of this.
Go ahead. So y'all were in your bedroom watching this?
No.
Yeah, usually the artist only gets 2 sets. So after we saw the second song, we went upstairs.
Yeah, because it only has like 10 or 15 minutes left of the show.
Okay. But y'all were recording it.
Well, they didn't show the speech on TV. Yeah. They showed the last performance and then it cut off. So all of this that you see online with the speech is like first, like someone recording it on their phone, like Chris Rock.
Chris Rock was there.
He wasn't like on the show.
Yeah, he was in the crowd or something like that.
A white person about this and say, how could you like Trump? He's racist. Well, if I was concerned about racism, I would have moved out of America a long time ago. We don't just make out of And that inspires me. And when I said I'm running 2020, all my smart friends. Now you got a situation where we need to have a dialogue and not a diatribe. Because if you want something to change, it's.
So that's where
I want to revert back to what I said last week. If Kanye wants me to like him again, he needs to shut the fuck up.
All right. So this is what happened. He claimed, and some more of the speech had leaked, but people, because from we were there, he claimed he was being bullied backstage. He said people told him not to wear that hat. Don't go on the stage. He said they were trying to bully me. And I said, you're 41. You know, that's not bullying. Bullying is if you go on that stage, you'll never work here again. You go on that stage with that hat, we'll beat your ass. That somebody telling you like, don't
I wish
wear the hat.
They would have said that to him though. Like honestly,
Jake, yo,
don't, because that hat is offensive. Like
it is. This is like the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
All right. So then he said that taking fathers out the house and welfare is a Democratic plan. Did y'all know that?
He said that's in the Democrats, middle of the speech.
In the middle of the speech. So. And here's the problem. I was telling, so when it got brought up, I told Sarah, I said, is he referring to the 60s where we learned that if a woman had a man in the house, she wasn't going to get as much for welfare. So that's when guys left and they started shopping. Now that was under Lyndon B. Johnson. I remember that, right? I understood that. But I said, okay, Kanye, fine. But then you ignore that Nixon followed him and did the weed thing. Then you ignore that, Reagan, two terms, like, you know, after Carter, Nixon comes in and does the crack thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why aren't you at this point where you Kanye is so powerful, he could actually say, stop fucking with these parties because both of them are fucking y'all up and blah, blah. This is what we need to do. We need a new hybrid. Take some ideas from here. Take some ideas from. No, he's now aligning himself with, right, he's doing conspiracy. I said, the six.
But that's because they let Donald Trump be the president, so.
They cut him off. They cut his mic off. He's like, man, they say so much bad stuff about Trump. And I said, you don't know, but you don't know nothing about Trump. You know nothing about his policies at all.
And you know what is sad about Saturday Night Live is like, they put themselves to the risk putting Kanye on.
That's what I said.
They got to stop doing it.
Yeah, they got to stop.
Listen, and here's the thing.
And I'm glad that happened to them.
Let's be honest here. Kanye's 41. Why the Kardashians haven't reined his ass in the same way Quincy Jones at 80 fucking 5 or 84, his daughter said, yo, dad, stop it. Stop talking.
Yeah.
Yo, you're doing too much.
Because they know.
Yeah, but
they,
didn't he say like on his song that like Kim Kardashian was like flipping out because he had said all that stuff about Trump?
Kim Kardashian about to win. This divorce is coming. He ain't gonna be able to see the kids without supervision. I'm telling you, this is how she gonna play this. She gonna body this. She gonna do what Tinashe should have did after her breakup. We all gonna be feeling bad, like, oh my God, what Kim
you can actually see the writing on the wall. Like
it's almost over.
He's getting mad about shit that like Kim has even stepped out about. You can see him making a big deal out of shit.
Yeah, but he like worships her though.
That's what I'm saying.
He'll be worshiping her from afar. Pretty soon, he keep playing around.
There's nothing that she could do wrong where he'll be like, "Hey, don't do that." But there's a lot of stuff that he could do that he keep doing wrong.
Well, she's just like, "I'm tired of this. This is enough."
Oh, he's exhausting.
Yeah,
he's exhausting. Like me just sitting on the couch watching Kanye is exhausting.
And us talking about it right now is exhausting.
And it's 12:49 p.m. Central Time, and that album is nowhere to be found.
Oh, it's supposed to be us?
It's supposed to come out last night, and I told John, I said, John, that album is not going to drop at midnight. He's like, yes, it is, just like the last one. I said, I don't remember the last
release
one dropping
dates
at midnight.
Are expiration dates for Kanye. You know how expiration, you check your milk, you say, I'm going to test this shit out. Kanye was be like, I'm going to throw some shit out. If it's around there or not, you'll be all right. Mike Dean tweeted that you want, when somebody asked where the album at, he said, do you want shit or quality?
Who the hell is Mike Dean?
He's one of the producers.
Who's been doing a lot. We've been talking about Mike Dean all summer.
He produced on Nas's album too. I thought he had the dopest song on there.
Okay.
Yeah, they worked with Kanye, Travis Scott. He was on the Carters and stuff. And Mike Dean's a beast. But I don't even respond. Just say, look, man, I ain't got it. It's not done. Or I'm not saying anything. I'm not telling you want shit or quality.
Well, give me a date then.
Yeah, and first of all, we don't really get quality.
And also a Saturday date. Like, I'm really expecting an album on a fucking Saturday. I'm not. Why don't you just Carter us?
I
just
think,
drop
listen,
it.
Listen, I'm thinking, first of all, somebody had told him about Logic. because he thought he was going to be number two to Lil Wayne. It was like, oh, that Logic is coming. He'll probably outsell you. Plus, you're giving up a day. Now he's giving up two because it's Sunday and this day is almost over. This might be one of his lowest selling first weeks ever in a while.
Which
and
I don't know what's going to happen. So, because he's doing all this shit. People want to hear this shit.
You
if he
hear
dropped it right now, I bet you everybody be all over this shit today. It'll be
just
we'll
to
be
trash
tweeting
it.
About it. Yeah, of course, but it doesn't matter. That's all he cares about. He don't really care about us logistically judging his art. He just wants us to talk about him. Like, we've let Kanye talk too much. It's like a kid who's just throwing a fucking fit. Somebody should just whoop his ass into his bed.
But that's why him and Trump like each other. They exactly alike.
Yeah.
They are exactly alike.
Yeah, he did bring up running for president again, 2020. Oh, I said, what's your policy? What is your thing on anything?
Who the fuck wants to hear you speak? Look, and the Donald Trump thing, I hope that this is a mistake, man. We should tell people to get out and vote.
Yeah, we are. We looked up November 3rd or something like that. 3rd. Whatever that first Tuesday in November.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. We're going to be holding. We're going to be holding.
I'm going to tell my job, like, hey, y'all got to let me come in late because I got to vote.
Yeah.
Is that it for Kanye? I think that's it.
I'm glad.
Like someone said on my message board, Kanye passed away in 2010.
Yo, R.I.P.
I don't know who this dude is. This Ye, this Yandy, this Yeezus.
No, I didn't put that in. He did change his name to Ye.
He said Kanye's his slave name.
Kanye, the first name is a slave name. I shouldn't laugh at the mental illness that he has, but it's getting out there.
Nah.
He got to take your medicine, dude. I'm sorry.
No, when I told you why he don't take his medicine.
I know he wants to be creative. I'm glad. I'm good, Kanye.
They don't do the other things he's supposed to do, though. There's like, yo, he can get on. He has to get a routine. He has to get a stable diet. He has to, you know, you could do, there's so many other, you got to go to therapy. Like,
he won't even do none of that. He's like, I talk to my friends. I said, your friends are trying to hear your problems all the time, man.
Because you sound outrageous.
All right. From one mentally unstable person to another, Bow Wow and JD beef.
Is that still
going?
Why
are we talking about that?
No.
JD has nothing to do, man.
JD had the Breakfast Club interview where he says he doesn't follow Bow Wow. Bow Wow's going to be on the tour. Bow Wow's been a thief ever since he was a kid, stealing his jewelry and stuff. Yeah, he's like, I put up with Bow Wow's antics forever. It is what it is. Bow Wow said, keep your fucking name on my mouth and all this. And then Bow Wow came back and said, I'm sorry, I'll be on tour.
Bow Wow's another person with mental issues.
Yeah, Bow Wow, Bow Wow's.
Yeah.
Kanye West going Kanye West. So that's good. Nicki Minaj, she tried to help out the Dolls. Y'all saw that?
The Dolls.
Yeah, Cash Doll and Asian Doll.
I can't even keep up with who's who. There's Cash Doll, Asian Doll, Cuban Doll.
I don't even know who Asian Doll is. I knew Cash Doll, but
Asian Doll raps too?
I guess so. She sent out an invite. Cash Doll declined because Asian Doll changed her name to Asian the Brat. And she's like, I'm not going up there and y'all gonna be cursing. It's cool. Nicki Minaj was like, I'm not gonna let that happen. This is Queen Radio and all. And I'm thinking, Nicki.
But Cash Doll says she don't want nobody cursing. What's that?
I'm not gonna go up there and then this girl gonna be calling me bitch and this and that. Like, yelling.
Okay,
I'm not going up there for no yelling. That's what she said. And then Nicki said,
I just had to get that clarified.
Nicki said, that's not gonna be like that. But I'm thinking, why Nicki ain't sending an invite to Remy Ma, Cardi B? Why are you trying to fix other people's bees? Fix your own problems.
Yeah.
You really expect that from her?
Well, now since Cardi B's taking pictures with Meek Mill.
Oh my gosh.
I was just saying, everybody.
Yo, this clown show it's never stops.
Yo, so it might have been Joe Budden podcast, but somebody had mentioned how when it's time to sell something, how all this beef and all this hoopla. And I said, welcome to the world of reality TV. I know exactly when people are shooting. Because K. Michelle would get in the beef with Tierra Marie. Or blah, blah. I was like, oh, they must be shooting. Because every time else, y'all don't say nothing to each other. Now y'all got to spark up some beef so people get interested and get to talking about you guys.
Speaking of love and hip hop.
Oh, yeah. Sarah.
Yeah, let's ask Sarah first. Sarah, what do you think about Joe Budden and Sin Santana coming back?
I think this is more for Sin than it is for him.
Yeah.
Because he has his outlets. What she got? The Gram.
Yeah, that's it. But my whole thing is this. Joe Budden, I hope he listens to this podcast. You're oversaturating us. I don't want to see you on everything.
But you know what's sad,
though? Two podcasts is enough. Then he has Pull Up. Then he has
State of the Culture. Now you got Monday Nights with Joe Budden.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is that...
And I understand to get
if
that
If he
back.
Comes back he's still the most successful person on the show this season.
Of course. And he's obviously going to get paid the most. And Lex is going to be a beast on that show. He's
Lex going to be the star.
He's fucking adorable. That baby's adorable.
Yeah, that like, is that a cute baby ass
makes
baby.
Men want to have babies. Like, we'd be sitting there like, man, a kid wouldn't be so bad. Like that baby's adorable.
The baby rebrand. I'm telling Sarah, we need to do a baby rebrand.
Yeah, for real. But like, it's just, I'm like, I don't want to, like, and I'm a fan of Joe Budden. I'm like, I don't watch State of the Culture. Because I can't watch. First of all, it's already bad enough. I got to listen to 2 podcasts a week. And they're both 2 hours long. 2.5 hours long. Like, then you want me to watch an hour of that? Then you want me to watch you on Love & Hip Hop be fake? Because I don't care what they put you in. You're still going to have to partake in something.
Some kind of foolery.
Yeah, so it's just like, I supposed to believe this now? First of all, and you were already a brand. Like, you didn't have to do this. Like, see, I think sometimes with money, we get too greedy. Like, first of all, you have your YouTube, your Instagram live. I see you every morning with your chef and your kids and all this shit. You didn't need to go to Love & Hip Hop. I know they gave you a super bag. Probably broke records on getting him back because Joe Budden is hot right now. But no, I don't want to see him 6 times a week.
That's probably the reason why he stopped doing his Love & Hip Hop reviews, which were hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess that was going to be funny when Maul and them do it.
Yeah, Maul and Rory jump in on it.
Maybe he won't get caught up in drama, though.
I don't think he is, but yeah, at the same time.
They didn't ask him who he was shooting with, and I think he's probably, because last probably year he didn't shoot with no man. I mean, not last year. The last time he was on, he never shot with a guy. He only hung out with
Rocky.
Rocky, Kaylin, Tahiri. He never shot with any guys. Him and Saigon didn't have scenes together. Him and Peter Guns didn't have any scenes together. He was all by himself playing Truth or Truth every episode.
Yeah, that was funny.
I don't remember his season like.
Me neither. It's hard to remember.
First of all, him and Rocky break up as friends, and then he asked Caitlyn, can he go on a vacation with Tahiri?
What is Caitlyn doing? She's still putting up naked pictures on Instagram.
I don't know. She was doing that twerk working out section. She was doing. I have no idea.
Somebody pray for her.
Last time we seen him on VH1 was couples counseling, right?
Couples therapy.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, that was funny.
I love it because they always got that meme of him when he finds out that girl is a guy. Used to be a guy.
That shit is hilarious. Because his face and the way he did that head turn, he was like, what?
Oh, man. This makes me happy. I'm gonna play the song. I know you guys might not know it, but I'm gonna play the song.
Started up one more time. I got the number down right here. I'm looking at it. I couldn't believe she would do me like that, B. I just don't understand it, dog. I can't understand it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome y'all back to the Menstrual Show. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all can be watching a lot of other states, but y'all tuning us right now. And it feels so beautiful. Performing in blackface tonight is my nigga, Joe Scudder. Coming up a little bit later on the show. I just
want to
thank y'all for just tuning in.
Yeah, so who knows what that is? Manny was looking at my damn phone, my damn tablet. Little brother got together, man. They were united for the first time in 10 years. Okay, all right, my bad.
Why? I mean,
Bigfoot Fonte, Ninth Wonder.
Where?
The Art of Cool Festival in North Carolina. That's where they're from.
Okay.
I remember loving this album because I felt that it was in the same vein as College Dropout. It was the Menstrual Show. Pretty good. It had some skits, some samples. No, it put great. Me on Ninth Wonder. And then Ninth Wonder showed up on the Black album. Carter Five. Who's your hot takes?
Who?
Hot takes. What's your hot takes on Carter Five? I saw the vulture write this. Carter Five is Lil Wayne's best album in years. I said, no shit, Sherlock.
Listen, I've listened to bits and pieces of it. I'm impressed by the uproar. Special Delivery, anybody can rap good on that. Put that on right now, John. I'll freestyle on that.
I think he already rapped on Special Delivery too on one of those damn dedications.
And they're acting like, oh my gosh. Now I will give you this, Lil Wayne he seems like he's in tip top shape when it comes to rapping. He still has some good bars.
I honestly felt we should have got 2 albums. We should have got the Carter Five from whatever year he dropped it in and then we should get a codified from this year because some of this stuff sounds old.
Yeah. Some stuff does sound outdated. And that's why I'll be like, sometimes with music, you got to realize
your time.
Yeah. Like, it's important to realize your time. But that's what makes an album be the greatest, though, because, like, you could play Biggie shit right now, Life After Death, and you're grooving with that shit. You play Volume 2 of Jay-Z, you be like, oh, this shit is dated like a motherfucker. But if you play Reasonable Doubt, you're like, this shit feels...
Yeah, because the Reasonable Doubt is jazz samples and stuff. So it's timeless because he took some shit from behind that was already timeless.
Yeah.
Like, if you sample Motown, you're like, oh, that shit's going to last. Whereas Reasonable Doubt, Hard Like Volume 2 sounds like...
That era. It's kind of like that Rough Riders compilation.
Yes.
Like, you can't listen to that right now. No compilation album can you listen to now.
They don't ever age. You know exactly what year you listen to.
You know what album I bought? I don't know where I got it from. I think this is when I was scamming BMI Music or BMG Music.
I had to pay them some money back then.
I was like, well, you guys are billing Sarah Johnson, not me, so.
All right, send a little helper.
You know what compilation I'm my light, because it's like the end of Death Row. Death Row's greatest hits is so good because it has so many remixes on it. And that's when I first heard like Ice Cube's No Vaseline. It was actually on that.
What the hell is it doing on Death Row's greatest hits?
I don't know. That I didn't understand that either, but it was on Death Row's greatest hits. And that was actually one. It was a double CD and everything. Like, I could listen to that right now. It was so dope because it had all these soulful Dre beats on it. And if you listen to like how Dr. Dre's produced, I mean, he still produces the same way. You could listen to so much of his shit. Still today.
Yeah, because you think about it, even on the Lil Wayne, they sample Explosive. And you're just like, oh, this sounds amazing. And I know Explosive is a sample too, but just does. And he sampled, he did the same thing for on Compton when they sampled For the Love of Money. He's just like, I know this is old, but it just sounds great.
And that's exactly why he should have just left Carter 5 like it was.
No, I was already mad. I mean, I don't have a problem with the album, and we'll get into it.
No Vaseline is on fucking Death Row Greatest Hits Disc 1. What the fuck?
It's on like number 3 or it's like track 3 or 4. That but they have crazy. A remix to like Let Me Ride. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Play it right now, let me hear.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Let me see what side that's on.
Should be on the first CD.
No, I see Lil Ghetto Boy, Keep Your Head Up, Doggy Dog World. Afro Puffs, Nothing But a G Thing, Ain't No
Afro
Fun.
Afro Puffs was a song. I rock rough and stuff for all my
Let me check out
Puffs.
This.
Rage. Rock on with your ass.
All right, you're all right, Manny Fonzie. Let me see this too. Is this too on here? All right.
Rough and tough with my Afro Puffs.
Say, I don't see what you're talking about.
There's no remix to Let Me Ride?
Not on here.
I can't even find it on Google.
Well, no, it's not on there. It's only on what you call it? Like, people have uploaded videos, so I don't really have the real thing. I can't really pull up the what you needed.
Hell yeah!
Why don't you just put in "Let Me Ride" remix? Is that not a thing?
John, you sitting right there with the tablet in your hand with shit already pulled up.
Come on, you know you the A Mike. You supposed to be
like you got it hooked up, and I'm supposed to find it.
What an ignorant motherfucker! Hey, what y'all have for breakfast?
Nothing.
No,
I forgot to buy syrup for the pancakes.
Oh, that's the worst. Remember, like, some people, mom put jelly on hers.
That's a weird.
That was horrible.
Is it sis here?
Yeah, thank you. You had it sitting in front of you the whole time. You just being a jerk.
This is the Daz remix. Daz, keep your
head
up.
Speaking of Daz, he's an underrated producer. That's crazy.
Sarah, they're doing her pop.
This is a whole different sound, though.
All right, Sarah J.
No, that was smooth. That was smooth as shit.
Oh, man. I'm trying to see.
West Coast has always had that vibe, though.
Yeah.
A lot of the artists, like we said before, don't step out of that lane. Except for maybe YG. He stepped out of it a little bit with this last album.
Yeah. Dr. Dre, we're not getting a Dr. Dre movie.
Why do we need a Dr. Dre movie?
Well, he was going to do a mini biopic. There was going to be like a limited series. It got shelved due to graphic scenes.
I heard about this.
Graphic so, scenes. Yeah, what heavy excess and portrayal of drugs, guns, and orgy sex scenes. So it was going to debut on Apple streaming service. But Apple streaming service, from all accounts, is horrible. It's going to be family friendly, so nothing like Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu.
Yo.
And they said it's so bland that people are calling it an inexpensive NBC.
Yo, wow. let me say this. Why are people getting so fucking sensitive? Like HBO taking away their real sex documentaries.
They got rid of boxing now too.
They ain't doing boxing no more. Yeah.
First of all, real sex got me through some hard times in my teenage years.
Got everybody through.
No taxi cab confessions either.
What?
Like they took it. What'd you say? They took it off of the
they
like.
Took it, they put the bullshit is fine. You're not doing another real sex. I get that, but why take it off the on demand?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Man, Taxi Cab Confessions
put Ari
was
back.
Taxi Cab Confessions was that
Ari.
Shit.
Yeah, that show. You remember that show?
Arliss.
Yeah.
Ari is the dude from Entourage.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Arliss. Ari Gold had his own show.
Arliss, my bad.
Yeah, Arliss was a sports agent.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't they just redo that show with Ballers?
Basically. I can't even get into Ballers.
It's got renewed for another season.
I heard Sharp Objects was great, though.
Sharp Objects. Oh, Sharp Objects. Yeah, I did hear good things about that.
All right.
I think that's
it. Why are they doing this cleanup? Do you know?
Well, they got, who bought them? AT&T bought them.
So get rid of real sex.
AT&T?
Yeah.
They'll probably show up on Cinemax. Just go there.
They bought Warner. Go to Cinemax on demand.
Yeah, Cinemax always loved that softcore porn shit.
Yeah,
that was the spot.
The house Shannon Tweed built.
Yeah.
Yo, I used to get so mad at softcore porn because that the chick would put her hand right there. Bitch, you don't move your hand. So mad. Trash.
I don't understand why you're trying to get away from this when you still got Game of Thrones.
No, the funniest part.
Yeah,
with
that's crazy. Yeah,
the softcore porn is. Real porn stars would be in it. I remember an episode of Zane. I don't know whose house were we at? Maybe Sterile or something. And I said, I don't want to watch Zane. Then I said, that's Misty Stone. Why is she in here? She does real sex. Does this get paid more? All right, that's the episode, man. You can tweet me at one and only. Tweet Sarah at Kicks and Coffee. Maine at Manny Fontaine. Tweet at Kanye West to see where the album is at. If it's still not at, tweet them some help. Tweet them a help hotline. All right, until next time, guys. Peace.